Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 409. Do I still get nervous? I trust you folks are doing well this week. I appreciate you dropping on by, giving the old podcast a little love. Hey, speaking of giving a little love, I can't thank you folks enough for rallying behind the brand new drop of my new documentary there on Kelby One, Land of the Giants. It's just a simple look 1 week in the life of the Kodiak Brown Bears, but it's, you know, I'm trying to dispel a lot of myths, trying to grab your heartstrings and tell you a little bit about our wild heritage that you might not have had the opportunity to see for yourself. I have received a number of questions. The most common is, do I take folks up there and am I going soon? Yes, I take people up there. I'll be quite honest though, you have to, Sharon, kind of ask a few questions. It's not a trip for just anybody that might have the money. It takes a certain somebody. So once you get through that filtering system, then yeah, anybody can go. And the next planned time is going to be the fall of 2025. But again, I thank you folks for your support of the documentary. The one question that rang out, am I going to do any more? If God gives me the chance and the ability, and the yes, I certainly will. Bringing you the critter stories as they tell it to me is something I love to do. So thank you guys ever so much. I appreciate the support. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. I tell you every week how they support me and you guys, and it's so true. It's what I love about Bedfords. Yeah, they have to make money, but man, they're there. They are the most honest folks with some of the greatest service and inventory. I mean, they've got the Nikon. What's coming to the end of the summer rebates for Nikon? They've got some other brands too that have rebates. They take care of all that stuff. And no matter what you buy, from a single battery to photographer's gloves to a Z600F4 TC lens, whatever it is, even after the rebates, you're going to see that Moose discount, and you have to make sure you ask for the Moose discount. You'll see it after you check out. So Bedfords.com, they have it all, and they've got PhotoCon coming up in October. My good friend Mike Mazzulla will be there. It's going to be a great one. So don't know about PhotoCon, head to that website, Bedfords.com. Check it out, and of course, tell them Moose sent you. I got a number of questions that have come in the last 10 days, and I thought I would just answer them really quick. They weren't enough to make a podcast episode, but one that came in, I'm not sure what triggered this, but I had a lot of people ask me, do I pre-record the podcast? Well, yeah, it's recorded. That's how you hear it, you know, on the different Spotify, the website, things like that. So yeah, it's pre-recorded in all of them in that regards. But I think the question was more like, do I do it in advance? Most of the podcasts are recorded the night before, so Sunday night, like this one. Some are done Monday morning when I've been really pushed and I didn't get things done, because that happens. A lot of things happen on the weekend that, well, just take precedence over doing the podcast. And some are done even a week in advance. That happens when I'm going to be gone. I haven't missed a Monday yet for anything other than holidays. And I don't, you know, this is number 409, and I don't see me changing that. So, yeah, they are pre-recorded. Number of people wonder if I had received the Z6 III yet. No, I have not. So I might have said something like I had one on order, and if I said that, my apologies, that was the wrong word. I am looking for one to evaluate, to check out. As I've mentioned, the Z6 III, the one thing, you know, back up a second, Moose, back up. the Nikon Z9 is still my primary body. It's what I use vast majority of the time. My second body is the Z8. So I'm not looking for either a replacement for the Z8 nor a third body. But the Z6 III does have that 240p native slow motion video that the Z9 and Z8 do not have. And for that reason, I would really like to have my hands on one. Haven't been able to do so yet. I've got some things coming up. I'm hoping that the photo gods are listening and that the Z6 III becomes available. And then I can find out and answer your questions more. A couple of people asked about email about settings. I don't have all the camera settings that I've not shot with it. But if you have questions on things like that, hey, send them my way. If I don't know the answer, I know the people who do. So there you go. Some of you observant folks have noticed I've been shooting with and been talking about the Z100 to 400 and asked if I've added that to my camera bag. The plan is that I will, we see where the end of the year is when it comes to the pluses and minuses in the old accountant book, but my plan is to have one, yes, permanently in the locker. I've got a long-term loan of one, and if you look back, you'll see that when it first came out, I shot with it, did a blog post and a video. It's a gorgeous lens, and when it first came out, I did not see any photographic projects where that lens was needed to be in the gear locker. I have projects now. In fact, I'll be using it again tomorrow, where the Z100 or 400 has become a really important tool. So that hope that answers that question about that lens. I love it. And I haven't actually bought it yet. I plan to, though, here kind of shortly. It's August. Wow, it's August already. All right. Do I still get nervous? I swear to Pete, I would love to know what triggers people to ask these questions. What I've said, what's been said. Do I still get nervous? Oh, Lordy, yeah. I get nervous till the moment I start talking, like on the podcast here. You know, I write down notes. And of course, the first challenge is I have to write them down because I have to remember them. Then two, I have to read my handwriting. And three, then do the podcast. So yeah, I'm nervous. Am I nervous? There was a list, this one person. That was a heck of a list. But yeah, I still get nervous. The crux of the questions was, do I still get nervous when I'm out shooting for a client? That was the big thing. So to take it step by step, when I go out shooting, whether I'm grabbing the Z9, the Z600 F4TC, and I'm grabbing those just to walk the blind to shoot, going out anywhere on location, either by driving or flying, to taking folks out on a week-long adventure, however you want, whatever list you want to, you know, compile the question, do I get nervous? The answer is yes. Now, the vast majority of the time, and there are exceptions like everything else, the vast majority of time, as soon as the first words come out when I'm doing a podcast or the first image appears on the screen when I'm doing a presentation or the very first second that I have the subject in the viewfinder, it's not till that second does the nerve settle down. So it takes a lot. Now, how do I manage being nervous? Okay, now that was part of it. So one of the first things I do is I don't say much. I get quiet. And that quietness is in large part because I'm filtering through things. I'm thinking. Everything. So right now, as I see, I'm getting a little nervous just trying to figure out how to say all this. So right now, I'm looking at two counters in my office, and they are full of gear. I see there's batteries and chargers. There's gear popped out of housings. Some key missions. That's the gear that goes in housings. I see microphones. And I got my slider out. I mean, I've got, and it's all been out, been gathered for the last few days for work tomorrow. A brand new project, new client, one I've been working on, I've kind of alluded to, and being I don't want to jinx myself. I'm not going to talk about it out loud till it actually happens. But all of that prep, I do because I get nervous. And just after a couple, last minute texts that I got just before recording the podcast, I see that now that I've got more gear out and ready to go than that's needed. And that's okay. That security blanket of that extra gear kind of helps with the nerves. So when I go out to shoot that project, in this case, I'm driving to it, and I pop the back of the truck, and there's all that gear there. It once upon a time, seeing too much gear there made me, it just rattled me. It made me more nervous. So now I've gotten more selective, so I'm not as nervous. But I'm going to have, and I've talked about this since the very beginning of sharing what I do with you decades ago, I will have my bag of confidence. And that bag tomorrow is pretty limited. And then I've got my secondary bag of camera gear, bodies and lenses. And then I have a third bag, believe it or not. And then I have my first selection of support gear, tripods, heads, things like that. Then I have my second. And then I have, in case I get the time, it can be really creative, my third. So I kind of broken up that gear that I take, that bag of confidence and all of the support items. And that also gives me a little bit of the ability to take a deeper breath and perhaps not be so nervous, because I know that if things go to hell in a handbasket, which you got to understand, that does happen. Okay. That definitely does occur. Some things go down in such glorious flames that you're never going to hear about it from me because they went down in glorious flames. So the prep is just the way I help myself become unnervous, if that's even a word. So I've talked about in a number of podcasts how I do research. That's another way in which I try to calm my nerves. And not that I will ever have all the knowledge. I try to have as much relative knowledge that I can obtain before I meet with that client or that subject. So then I can at least take my first step intelligently. And that's a big part of it. And that's probably why I get so nervous. Because that first step, if it's a misstep, if it's not what I call an intelligent step, then I start to question everything I do, and it takes a long time to settle down. In this process, and I want you to understand that this is something that has evolved over decades. I just didn't make this all in my head, instantly figure out how to do this. This process was in large part a process of elimination. What made me nervous? Well, those elements need to be, and I'm pretty hard on myself on that, they either need to be solved or disposed of. It's to me, it's that simple. If I can't solve it, I dispose of it. It's just that I don't have a middle ground. And that's because, I mean, I can't, for example, believe it's already August 5th, right? It's August 5th. I mean, holy moly, where did 2024 go? I start getting nervous just thinking about the things I wanted to get done that I didn't get done. So then everybody says, well, you should console yourself, hate that word, by looking at what you did get done. And of course, I've made some good strides in myself this year in my photography. But yeah, there's still a long ways to go. And there it feeds back into the nerves. So one of the last emails, and I got just shy of a dozen on this topic. I sure wish somebody would tell me why this question came up. Anyway, it's kind of like, well, do I get so nervous that I get down and I have down days? Nervousness doesn't do that to me. Self-doubt will do that to me. And that self-doubt, if it's on a day that I have to be up and shooting, that will make me double, triple, quadruple, a whole lot more nervous until things start flowing. But it's never given me a gray day. You know, if I am vertical and moving forward, I tend not to get down. In fact, some people have criticized me because I never seem to be down. That's because I'm grateful because I am still vertical moving forward. Every day I have that I can do that, it's just one more day to perhaps become better as a person, as a photographer. Now, do I have solutions to help you become less nervous? I only have one, and take it for what it's worth, because like everything else, it's just advice, and it's you need to filter out what works for you and make that, you know, part of your regime, and the rest of it you need to just discard. But if you get nervous, the way to become less nervous is shoot more. I know it seems like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg, but the more you shoot, the less nervous you will be. The more you know your tools, the less nervous you will be. And those tools can be everything from flash to post-processing to your computer to your operating system to driving a car to the meals, your health. All those things are tools that you need to count on in your arsenal, that you need to have in your bag of confidence. So that's a long-winded way of saying, yes, do I still get nervous? You folks have a marvelous week. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with me. And remember to make every click your story.